98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
The special merit winner, Michelle O'Neill, of course, assistant referee for the Women's World Cup final, the European Super Cup final and the United Champions Cup final. She'll be back as an assistant in the League of Ireland next month. And as you can imagine, she is absolutely delighted about the year that was 2019.
It's just absolutely unbelievable and what a year I've had. And I have to say the support and everyone that's behind me is just unbelievable, because without them, I wouldn't, like, you know, they give me the lift and to push myself even further and harder, and then to get the recognition from everybody and all the different associations is just such an honour.
So last Christmas you were probably with the family and with the friends and you know, getting back to pre-season to be a League of Ireland official in January around this time last year. When did you start to realise that, you know, stuff like the World Cup and the opportunity for the World Cup final and the European Super Cup and all those, you know, sort of things were on the horizon for you?
So I was on the list for 3 years, so it's up to you then to stay on the list, and then you're assessed every single game you do in Europe and even in Ireland. So it was very important for me in the league here to have very good results as well, because then FIFA see what I do at home. The final cut was in January of last year, and then we all went out to France and we still had fitness tests, but I only found out about the final 2 days beforehand, because it goes again on all how good you perform in your matches. So
what type of words would you use to sum up being an assistant referee in the World Cup final in front of the world, millions of people?
I actually don't have any words. It's just dreams come true. Like, it's just a dream. It's absolutely amazing.
Could you believe it when you were, like, walking out when the national anthems are on for the two teams, when you're doing the handshakes? You told a story about Megan Rapinoe asking you, are you ready? You said, I was born ready. And then off you went into the environment. I'm sure then you had to just focus on the match then.
Yeah, you totally have to switch back on to folks, and all you see is a white team and an orange team, and you have to make them big decisions, because it's not only you that's there, the whole world is watching, and you have to totally focus on the pitch, inch by inch and decision by decision. So the only time you can then stop and take everything in was on the final whistle.
Have you been surprised by, you know, the amount of coverage you've got, the amount of support you've got? I'm sure it's been very nice to know that everybody has recognised exactly the job that you're doing as an assistant referee.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, to be honest, because in 2018, I came home from the Under-20s World Cup after coming home with the gold medal as well, after refereeing the final. And I think there was a little capture somewhere. And to come home now a year later and to do what I'd done and to really push refereeing to a higher level, and then it just all blew up. So to be honest, it was absolutely amazing that everybody got behind us, and again, like the news, the radio, in order to get our stories out, we need to be approached. So I have to say thanks to everyone that was in the media to show everyone what's out there and what we are actually doing as well.
And just on that, finally, what would you say to maybe a young person listening who's thinking of taking up refereeing, whether they be a little boy or a little girl, and they want to go and maybe chase a dream of being a referee? And there's been so many negative stories in the last year, referees being attacked and being abused and being beaten up in all parts of the world. What would you say to a young person who wants to maybe achieve what you've achieved?
Yeah, definitely go for it, give it a try. There is support out there, there's mentors out there, programs, and I mean, there's always someone there to help. There is a lot more positive stories that I'm trying to get out, and I think I've done that. So yes, there is negative parts about refereeing, but you know what, with the right tools, with the right training, anything is possible. Everything is possible now, to be honest, with what we've done with the Super Cup. Like, so just go for it.
And lastly, back to the greatest league in the world in around a month's time. You're in pre-season now, back to the League of Ireland, and I'm sure you're very excited to get back on the sidelines of League of Ireland stadiums for 2020.
Yeah, I am actually. I really can't wait, because it's the first time I took the whole month of December off, just from not like I still trained, but I just took a little bit time off from actual football games, and now I'm really excited to start and to get that first flag, and you know, to get back out there. It's a passion, so it never leaves us. So I'm actually really excited.
Yeah, the smile never left Michelle O'Neill's face all night and in every interview she's done, and even when she's like an assistant referee in the League of Ireland Men's League or a referee in the Women's National League, she's so approachable by the players and the managers and so fantastic at her job as well. And very nice that she was honoured with the Special Merit Award at the Soccer Writers Association SSE Electricity Awards.
98FM. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9 only on 98FM.